Radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and welcome to this Saturday in Northern Nevada. Thank you for joining us for Broadview. You're already tapping, JP. I just heard you.
Okay, he's so very 5 seconds today. Into the show, you're criticizing me.
He's very anxious today. Full of energy. A lot of stuff going on, huh? JP is here with me. You can catch his blog, his column, every day at jpattitude.com. And you can email us here at broadview1@live.com. Hey, Fat Turkey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. How about you?
I'm kind of brain dead. A lot of food. You know how you always do it.
We had to change our plans at the last minute.
Why is that? Oh, you're funny. Don't bring that up.
Okay.
Nobody wants to hear that. Look at this. Look what just happened.
Yeah.
Help me, Amy.
Who's the real professional here? Is my microphone sitting here where I can talk into it?
Oh, welcome to Broadview. Thank you, darling. Wow. She's an engineer, too. She's got it all.
Amy's try not to talk us. So loud that it knocks your microphone off.
Oh, funny. So you did. You had a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And Amy, do you have a good Thanksgiving?
Fantastic.
Did everybody eat?
Yes.
Did you have turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have turkey?
Turkey,
Sterling's.
Ham, mashed potatoes, dressing.
Everything.
Yeah.
All going on. Where'd you eat?
My family's famous fruit salad. Yep, Mary, I did know how to make it.
And you ate it home?
Yeah.
Or did you go out and have all that?
We ate it at home.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
The refrigerator is still full of food.
Yeah. That's always the good thing after Thanksgiving.
It is, yeah.
And here we are. Black Friday has come and gone. We'll be talking about that. Can you believe some of the stuff that went on? We'll talk about it. Don't say it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're getting crazy as a society. It's
no
nuts.
No kidding. Stuff.
But she just said don't talk about
no,
it,
yet.
Amy.
Oh. Because we're going to start with the world. And we might as well just be crazy, too, there. Because Egypt is now gone crazy again. Thousands, tens of thousands of protesters poured into Tahrir Square once again, which of course is the birthplace that we know about the unfinished revolution going on over there, the birthplace. They took Hosni Mubarak out. He's over with, and now they do not like Kamil El Ganzouri. He's 78 years old, and he was the prime minister during Mubarak's presidency, but they've asked him, they want him out too.
Right.
And they're back in there protesting.
So the military took over, right?
The military took over.
And the people liked the military at first because the police were killing people and the military came in and stopped the police. But now the military is just taking over and they're putting a Mubarak guy back in there.
What is going on?
It's a mess, isn't it?
What about the Muslim Brotherhood? Where do they play a part in this? Or do they?
They're kind of...
Kind of scattered,
silent,
aren't they?
Positioning themselves
they're
to take
silent,
over.
Silent, but yet very active.
Yeah. No, they're not silent.
No.
They're not silent.
No, they're sprinkled throughout the whole government, the military. Mm. It's all going on again over there. What is going to happen? Boy, clashing forces over there. In Washington, the White House called Friday for the new government to be empowered with real authority immediately.
But who's the real government? That doesn't even make sense.
I know it.
Is it the Mubarak guy that the military just appointed?
Because he was in jail, right?
No.
Mubarak?
No.
I thought he was.
Okay. Yeah, Mubarak is gone. This is the prime minister during his during his presidency who had taken over kind of for the transition. But they say, no, you're out. We want you out. And the U.S., the White House said that they want the elections to go ahead. I mean, just be quiet. Just be quiet, U.S.
No kidding.
It's unbelievable.
Stay out of it.
Yeah, I don't
Stay
think we want to be associated with any of what's going on over there.
Well, now Syria's kicked up again. They're all in sparks over there.
And we've got an aircraft carrier parked offshore. That's kind of scary.
And what's happening? Pakistan has stopped supplies going to our military.
That's the USS H.W. Bush. The newest aircraft carrier we own is now parked offshore of Syria.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For what?
Standing ready.
Do we really have the capability to go into another country? I hope he doesn't try.
Mm. We'll see.
Maybe it's just a deterrent.
Just a threat?
Yeah.
But you know what they say about guns. Don't pick up a gun and aim it unless
you're not ready
to
use it.
Oh, let's not go there. Oh, they're just standing. They're waiting for the UN to decide what they're going to do. If they're going to do no-fly zone over the whole rest of the Middle East.
you probably pretty much have to be the whole Middle East.
Unbelievable. Well, they don't want this new guy. They don't want, well, not this new guy, Ganzouri. They don't want him in the cabinet. They don't want him in the building. They want him out. National Salvation Government. That's who he's the head of. Revolutionary Youth Movement declared him head of the National Salvation Government. So, anyway, they're out there protesting again. It's crazy.
Great.
And everything's getting all stirred up. And
should we mention Pakistan at this point? Because there's a mess over there today, too.
That's right. They're not allowing, what were you saying?
Somebody came in and attacked a Pakistani platoon and killed 28 Pakistani soldiers.
I saw that.
And they're blaming it on NATO, so they've shut the supply lines, which is how we supply our soldiers in Afghanistan. So now there's a mess in Pakistan. I don't know.
Who's making bombs?
Iran.
Getting ready.
And Iran is making bombs. Hey, do we have to bring that up too?
No.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we can because
the Middle East is on fire.
It is.
Middle East.
This is something that Glenn Beck predicted many, many years ago. Well, not many, but 2 years.
Well, how many people haven't predicted it? Our own Hobbs, Colonel Hobbs.
Yeah, Colonel Hobbs. Well, he is such
pretty
a gifted,
obvious,
insightful man when it comes to the Middle East. He's amazing, isn't he?
Well, he's followed it for so many years, and it's kind of like the stock market.
Retired colonel.
You watch what's going on, and then you predict.
Maybe you should get him back in here and see. What does he think now?
Tried. He's just such a busy guy. He
is
has
he?
His own radio show now. Yeah. But read his book, World War IV. Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, he predicted it. Also in Pakistan, a Pakistani woman being held on suspicion of killing her husband.
And eating him?
Cutting him up.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Trying to cook the pieces.
Oh.
Doesn't surprise me.
Bibi, a woman, Bibi.
Women.
32 years old. She was arrested in connection with the murder on Tuesday of her husband, Ahmad Abbas. And her 22-year-old nephew, Zahir Ahmed, is accused of helping Bibi stab Abbas to death, carve his body into small pieces, and then she was going to cook the body parts so that she could dispose of them without being caught.
Tasty.
Dispose of them how, I wonder?
Neighbors raised the alert. Well, she wasn't going to eat them, obviously.
Why else do you cook it?
Garbage disposal. They don't have garbage disposal there. They detected a foul odor in the neighborhood, the police said. Pakistan's domestic satellite channel, Airy News, spoke to Bibi in the police station where she's being held, southern city of Karachi. In an interview broadcast last Thursday, she claimed to have killed her husband because he wanted a physical relationship with their daughter and that she does not regret her actions.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. More of that going on. So that's in Pakistan.
Wow. I was speechless.
I know it.
The neighbors were like, what is that smell?
Let me ask you something. Did you ever see that movie with Klein and the funny gal that had her own show, Tracy? Tracy, what was her name? Tracy, Sean? Sean.
He knows everything.
Poland?
She's funny.
Ullman?
No. She's
Tracy Ullman?
The funny girl. Yes. Yes, Tracy Ullman. Yeah, Ullman. She had her own show. Huh. Just hilarious. And the movie was with Kevin Klein. And it was a true story from true. They don't say true story anymore.
Based on true events.
Based.
And her husband, they were living in and had a pizza business in New York. And she tried to kill him. It was absolutely hilarious. She found out he was cheating on her again with more than one or two or three or four times. So her mother is saying, "Hell, you got to get rid of him. Yeah, kill him." So she hires a guy to shoot him.
Oh no!
But she'd already given him reds in his spaghetti sauce. So his blood is so slow that he didn't die even after the guy shot him twice in the head. So she feeds him these. He lived, and they got back together again. They're happily married again.
Really?
Okay.
So you never know. You know, love is funny. Love is fickle.
It is.
A funny movie. All right. So Germany's bond sale fails. So the money is being downgraded. I mean, everything's going crazy over there with the money.
We just got done talking about the Middle East, and Europe is a mess, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Europe is a mess. The money's a mess.
Germany's bond sale sale was a disaster. Then Italy went out, and it was a disaster. Now, Germany's the one everybody was counting on to rescue all the rest of them. So if they can't sell bonds, it's a mess.
But Germany money's still francs and stuff.
I think it's a euro over there, isn't it?
A euro now?
It's a euro, isn't it? Okay.
But the governments borrow euros on their own account. So everybody figured Germany was the strongest country in Europe, and now they can't sell bonds? Well, they did sell them, but the interest rate was much higher than they expected.
When was the last time Germany was in a war?
World War II.
Yeah, there you go.
That was it, huh?
They're not allowed
they've
to
been
have
quiet.
Armed, they're not allowed to be armed right now. Same with Japan.
Do you think that helps, not having any arms? Mr. Republican?
You know what? I think it does.
You do?
I think they do pay a little bit for certain things, and there was, when Obama asked NATO to help with Libya, the Germans were participating, but they're not allowed to have a full armed forces anymore. They do have some fighter jets. They do. I don't quite understand the treaty.
So they don't have a Miller? I mean, a Miller. They have a Miller time.
Miller time.
They don't drink Miller. They have real beer.
They don't have a military?
No, they don't.
That's disarmed. Wow. Crazy stuff all over the world. What else is going on in the world before we get to the U.S.? U.S. has got all kinds of stuff going on. Hey.
What's going on with Iran?
I haven't heard anything lately. Have you heard anything about Iran?
Everybody thinks that Israel is getting ready to attack.
And Israel is our child. So.
And Obama is still saying, you can't do it. If you try to, you're going to have to go across Iraq and we'll stop you. So it's a real stalemate between us and our main ally.
What do the Iraqis say about that? We're going to go across Iraq.
Oh, they don't want anybody going. You know, everybody hates Israel in the Middle East. Even the countries that we've liberated and given democracy, they still hate Israel.
And they've survived all this time over there.
I was just going to say, it's old country, too.
Yeah. They're strong. The strong people, strong government.
It's understand why they hate Israel. Israel is everybody's excuse in the Middle East because they have despotic governments and everybody's poor, and this is how they keep people happy, by blaming everything on Israel. So Saudi Arabia has all that oil money, and the average Saudi Arabian is poor. So how do you keep them happy when they're poor? Well, you say it's all Israel's fault.
But what is Israel? What is so good about Israel? What do we get from Israel? The U.S.
I don't know. I just think we should be friends with whoever has democracy.
Said, what do we get from them? Do we know? What is it that we're such buddies with them for?
I think that we just have a natural inclination to
be buddies with them.
We were part of the pact that gave them the land there in the Middle East to start the country, and we kind of identify with them because of our Judeo-Christian ethic.
Christian beliefs, sure.
So that's our history.
That's it, huh?
And they do. They have a free democracy. They even let Arabians participate. They're the only democracy in the area, except unless you count Iraq now, because we think we're trying to set up democracy in Iraq, but we'll see.
I wonder if they're happy people. Are they happy people?
Yeah, you have to wonder.
Are they happy people?
I don't know.
Israelis?
Yeah. Are they happy?
It's got to be a tough way to live, doesn't
Probably
it?
Stressed
everybody
out.
Against you in the whole area.
Yeah, they're
area.
Stressed out.
Well, that would tell you something.
And the only ones without oil.
Well, I'm wondering, does it? I'm just saying they have no oil to offer us. What do they have to offer us? Because, I mean, there's got to be tit for tat. Yeah. Always, right?
They think they may have found oil now, so that's going to really change things.
They found oil over there?
Offshore, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, some good news from the world. New roving science lab charts a course for Mars.
Cool.
So we'll be back with Broadview.
The Buzz.
Are you looking for a career change, extra income, an opportunity to make great money on a full-time or part-time basis? If so, listen up. Can you help local business owners succeed with coupon advertising and help local consumers save serious money? Are you self-motivated? Do you want to work from home? If so, then we want you.
TenRenoCoupons.com.
Get paid well. We'll show you how. TenRenoCoupons.com.
Oh, Santa's bag has never been so full.
The Buzz
has more than $20,000 of prizes to give away.
Just log on to our website
and register to win
at KBZZ.com.
Each day another prize will appear.
Flat screen TVs,
spa packages,
designer purses,
iPads,
Xboxes, and more.
Just enter to win.
And you may be one of the many listeners to win big.
Log on and join our listener e-club.
And you'll be registered to win one of the more than $20,000 in gifts to be given away.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to email us, you can at broadview1@live.com. If you want to call, 823-1920. If you know anything about the new roving science lab going to Mars. Time to go back to Mars. You know that once every 2 years, the orbit of the Earth and Mars are aligned just right? So that makes it possible to send a spacecraft from here to there.
I know that now.
A special time is here.
Yes.
It's now.
So we're sending one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Latest mission, Mars Science Laboratory, launched this morning. It's another six-wheeled rover, but much larger than the Spirit and Opportunity that landed on Mars back in 2004. They weighed under 400 pounds, and the new one weighs nearly a ton. It is about the size of a small, compact car.
Wow.
I know, it's like microchips, nice. You know. I mean, they can make everything smaller now, except for solar panels. When are they going to get those down? Another important difference between the MSL and its predecessors is it doesn't rely on solar panels for its power. So that's why they don't have to make it so big. Instead, it's carrying 8 pounds of plutonium. Just blow it up. Blow it out in the air. It gives off heat. Converts it to electricity. Nick. Wow. Active propulsion system makes use of something... NASA has never tried before. It's a sort of rocket-powered helicopter, they say.
What?
When it gets to about 200 feet above the surface, it lowers the rover down on a cable. And then when the rover's dangling below, it descends slowly until its wheels touch the ground.
Cool.
Whole new thing. Whole new thing. Hey, we've got Nick. Nick's got a comment. Oh, Nick's got a comment about Israel. Hey, Nick. How you doing today, Nick?
Good. How are you?
Really good. You're live on Broadview. You had a comment about Israel?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to acknowledge a few of their contributions to actually all of society, world society. They actually were the inventors of the cell phone technology through the Israeli military. In addition to that, they also invented drip irrigation, and they happen to be one of the largest agricultural exporters in Europe.
Wow.
So, there's a whole list. You can go onto YouTube or a variety of other sources and find out the inventions that the Israeli companies are responsible for.
What do we buy from them, Nick? Do you know what it is that we purchase from them over here in the U.S.?
In terms of purchasing, mm-hmm. I mean, I know we engage in a lot of trade regarding those technologies.
Ah.
So and agricultural technologies. So. I know that we're heavily engaged in that.
A lot of contributions, huh?
Well, and specifically in the areas of invention and also biotechnology.
A lot of scientists over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real engineers and scientists. They've got a litany of accomplishments that are all recent, actually. So
I knew there was a reason that they were our buddies.
Just letting you know.
Thank you, Nick, very much. Appreciate
your
comments.
What does Nick do?
Well, we don't want to get too personal here.
Okay.
Very industrious
people.
So
that was good. Yeah, I like that he called to let us know some of those things.
Thank you,
Nick.
Because
I don't hear. I mean, you don't. Look, I'm not turning this over and it says made in Israel. Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Have I ever turned over that said made in Israel? So, I mean, it's a fair curiosity that
it is.
I have.
They've always been very industrious and they make the desert bloom. I've always heard that. And
innovative.
Did you know that the Arabs living in Israel... have a higher standard of living than the Arabs living in Saudi Arabia where they're raking in all that oil money. So what does that tell you?
Hmm. They're more educated.
When people are free and have self-determination, they excel and they're industrious.
I agree with you.
They get inventive and work their brains, yeah. Very interesting. Thank you for that, Nick. Appreciate that call. I knew there was a lot, and I know there's a whole lot more that we don't know about. And I've always been curious. I've always been curious of Israel because they're money people over there.
And if they have found oil offshore, that's something we'll be buying from.
Well,
right.
We'd be happy. We're buddies. Hey, we're here in line first.
And is that going to upset Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, it is.
And their military is very strong. Has to be, right? Living in the midst of all of that.
Yeah, yeah. And what did Condoleezza Rice say? They are going to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She said that no matter what over there. So that'll be interesting. Anyway, the new roving science... Thank you, Nick. The new roving science lab has left this morning, and there's going to be all kinds of great information coming back from Mars with this one here.